Okay, today we begin the last day of Hazara. Tomorrow we have the Bechin at 9:15, Bezat Hashem. Today we're at Shir number 9. We start Shir number 9. I think we got up to the last two questions.
Yeah, number 29.
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie. Let's begin. Shir 9, number 29.
Yeah,
thank you. Okay, let's begin. Okay, here we go. It's later, but we got to start. Actually, it's number 27.
27, yeah,
it's okay. What's the machlokes of Meir Reb Yehuda Lagabi Shir Esro Gakotin for Lama? We had a machlokes in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Machlokes in Tanoim as to the smallest shear of the how small an esrog can be. So Reb Meir's of the opinion the shear is a nut, size of a nut. Reb Yehuda's is the size of an egg. Okay, so that's a machlokes. Please get it. And the Gemara had a havamina. I said lama. The Gemara had a havamina that it's a problem of hadar if it's too small, if less than an egg or less than a. According to Reb Yehuda, it's less than an egg. It's a problem of Hadr. So you see, Reb Yehuda holds up Hadr. That was Gemara's kasha. So what's Gemara's answer? Gemara's answer has nothing to do with Hadr. It has to do with what? Gemar Peiri. If it's too small, it shows it's not Gemar Peiri. Okay, that answers 27 and 27. 28. How did the Kapas Tamarim in the Sfasemis Mazber the Havamina? What do we mean? We said that this Havamina was very difficult because the Gemara had brought up Esra Kakarsi. And Reb Meir said kosher, Reb Yehuda said pasul. And what was the reason why he said pasul? Wasn't it because of Hadron? What did Gemara answer? Lo Gemar Peiri. And then the Gemara asks the same, asks from the kasha of a small esrog, and then gives the same answer. First it says Hadron, and then it backs out of it, it says Hadron Peiri. So, you know what I mean? What did the Gemara hold in the kasha if the Gemara already knew the answer of Gemar Peiri? So we said two pshatim. One shot was from the Kapas Tamarim. The Kapas Tamarim was of the opinion that said the following. He said that the Havamina of the Gemara works like this, that the Esrog is Ke'egos, but if it's yellow, then obviously it reach Gemar Peiri. It means I don't care about the size. As long as it's like an Egos or an egg, that shows that it's yellow. I mean, if it's yellow, it shows Gemar Peiri. So Gemara and the Havamina thought Gemar Peiri wasn't a problem because it was yellow. So the Gemara backs out of that and says, no. It's still not Gemar Peiri if it's too small. That's the reading of the Kapas Tamarim. Dibramaska Tashma Hasheni. The Sfasemis is a different beer. Sfasemis says that there's Svei Dinim of Gemar Peiri. There's Gemar Peiri vis-a-vis the taste, and there's Gemar Peiri vis-a-vis the growth. So the Gemara first answered when the Esrog was green that it wasn't Nigmar Tamo, that its taste wasn't yet there. So then the Gemara asks from Esrog, Hakatan, which is like an egos, the Gemara says, well, if it's yellow, the Gemara thought it was Nigmar Peiri regarding the taste. So the Gemara backs out of that and says what? What does the Gemara back out of that and say? That there's this new track of Nigmar Peiri. Not Nigmar Peiri alone based on the time, but Nigmar Peiri based on the what? Based on the growth. So that's how the Sfasemis reads it. So that's 27 and 28 that we finish up Shir 9. Let's get it. Now we go to Shir 10, number 1. Let's go. It says like this: B'men nechleku, Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, on the shear of Esra Gagadol B'Yosir, v'lama l'fia havamina l'fia maskana. Okay, so what's the machlokes from Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda? I want you to make sure Yichaz are really good. We had three brises. We had first what? We had first Esra Gayashon. Then secondly, we had Esra Kikarsi, and third one we had Esra Gakatan. And then the fourth one, we had Esrog HaGadol. So here we go to the fourth one now. What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? The first two, Esrog HaYashon was a machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The two middle ones were Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And the last one is Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So what's the maximum shear of an Esrog? So what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that it has to be what? The ability to hold two esrogim in one hand. You have the ability to hold two esrogim in one hand. If one esrog is so big that you can't break it down to two esrogim in one hand, then you're not going to be what? If it's too big like that, like if it's an esrog of a size of more than two esrogim, I think that's the best way to say it. An esrog that's bigger than the size of two esrogim, then Reb Yehuda says it's possible. Reb Yossi says, I don't care how big it is, even if you need two hands. And we said that really, what if it's so big? The Gemara says later on that you need to put it on your shoulder. It's fine. Meaning, according to Reb Yossi, there is no maximum shear. Okay, only according to Reb Yehuda is there maximum shear. According to Reb Yossi, there is no maximum shear. So that's the machloikas. So what's the havamina? The havamina was because of the problem hadar. If it's too big, it doesn't look nice. It's kasha on Rav, even though we shlugged up Rav. What's Gemara answer? Gemara says no, it's wrong. There's a whole new theory. Let's get that theory. That theory that maybe we'll talk about later in the semester, we didn't get into the details, but the theory is a lulav has to be held in the right hand. We did mention why, because a lulav has all three minim. It has esrog hadas, it has hadas and maravas in the lulav. So the lulav is in the right hand, the esrog is held in the left. What happens though, if someone hands you, a person will hand you the esrog to put in your right hand, and the lulav in the left. So someone handed you the thing, a friend of yours handed you the esrog in the right, lulav in the left. I know I got to flip it now. So if I know I got to flip it now, what the problem is that it might fall to the ground, and it might be what? It might fall to the ground, it might become what? Might become puzzle. Okay? No, it's fine. Okay? It might be fall to the ground, it might become puzzle. So that's a new psul that I want you to get down, and that's an interesting psul that the Gemara gives. Okay? So that's the havamina was what? Hadar? The maskanas has nothing to do with Hadar. We denied Reb Yehuda doesn't hold Hadar, but it's this new theory that comes up that you might have to flip it, and therefore the esrog might fall and become possible. So that's the fiyah havamina, the fiyah maskana. Answer is number one. Number two, what did the Rav comment on the maskana of this Gemara? So the Rav commented in a vacuum, this seems to be a psul that's only midrabanan. In a vacuum, it seems that it's only midrabanan. Okay? In a vacuum, it seems it's only midrabanan. It's like Dilma, Zimnin, Lashon the Gemara is at Zimnin. Zimnin means that sometimes, you know, sometimes, Donnie, it's going to be bad. So it's like a shash midrabanan. So according to Rashi, we're on number two. This concern that it might fall to the ground from the Rav, the Rav said, it seems like it's midrabanan. But if you look at the Mishnah, what the Mishnah said? The Mishnah says that if it's too big, it's a problem. So the Mishnah seems to mashma that it's a psul midiraisa, the Rav said. From the Gemara, Zilman, the Mechafule, seems like it's a drabanan. But the Lashon of Mishnah says this is a bona fide din, it's mashma that it's a din diraisa. So it's possible, Lamaisa, that this is a din diraisa, but it's not a shear in the chefs of the esrog. What it is it a din in? The maisa lakicha. It's a din in the maisa lakicha. And we want to make sure that the maisa lakicha midiraisa is done properly. And the shear of the lakicha min atayra is that it shouldn't be too big of an esrog that it'll what? You'll have to flip and it'll fall to the ground. So if it's a din in the maisa lakicha, we pointed out that Rav Reichman Shlita points out in the notes that maybe this is a psul only on Yom Rishon. But it's not a psul on the other days or in the Beis HaMikdash where it's smachtem. And where does it say lakachtem? Lakachtem lachem yom rishon. It says lakachtem lachem yom rishon. So if this is a din in the lakicha, you might have said a chiddush and says this is only a problem the first day to have too big of an esrog, which is a tremendous chiddush because you don't get the impression that this is only a psul on the Yom Rishon. But I'm just saying that if it's a din in the Maisa Lakicha, you might have limited it only to Yom Rishon, which is a pella, and it maybe doesn't apply to the Beis HaMikdash all the days because that's a din in Smachtem. It says Lakachtem Yom Rishon, the first day, that might depend on the shalas, the first day in the Beis HaMikdash, the same as every other place. You know, on the earth, Bestom in the Beis HaMikdash, Lamais it is. Is there any need to shake in the first day in the Beis HaMikdash? Remember, we discussed that with Rav Zulti, Machlis Balamor, Rambam, that was the Rav Gorelick, right, who was learning by the Rav Briska Rav, was in the middle of a Shidduch, and he asked the Rav Gorelick this question. So Lamais, I want you to get this, again, from the Lashon HaGemara's Mashas Drabanan, from the Lashon HaMishnah's Mashas, a bona fide Din Diraisa. The Rav said, if it's a din, he writes a din in the Maisa Lakicha. It's a din in the Maisa Lakicha, you might have limited it, says Rav Reichman Shlita, to Yom Rishon. It wouldn't apply to Shar Yamin, or it wouldn't apply to the Mikdash. All 7 days, it's a din of Smachtim, it's not Lakachtim. Interesting. Okay, then answers number one. Then answers number two, three. What's the Machlokas Rashi, Rabbi Hananel, on the Girsa, the Gemara, So, if you notice Rashi in Dibra Maskil Shnayim says that you have to be able to hold two esrogim in one hand. Meaning the esrog, Don, you with me? Yeah, the esrog can't be too large. You have to be able to hold two esrogim in your hand. So if the esrog is higher, bigger than two esrogim, then you're in trouble. But if you look at the Rabbeinu Hananel had a different shot. The Rabbeinu Hananel claims they have to be able to hold a lulav in esrog in your hand. Did you notice that? Rabbeinu Hananel has a different approach. Okay? He says, that's a different formulation. So please get that. So what's the difference between the two? I'm not sure there's a difference between the two, but you have to read the Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? I think the Rabbeinu Hananel fits much smoother into the Gemara, no? Because what does the Gemara say? The reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is that what? What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? That a person will be able to hold the esrog in the right and the lulav in the left, and if he has to flip them, he'll be able to. So you have to be able to what? Hold both in one hand. You need to be able to hold both your lulav and esrog in one hand, so that what? You can shift the what? The esrog to the right. You follow me? So I think Rabbeinu Hananel works much smoother in the sense that what? You put the lulav and esrog in one hand, so you'll be able to hold it, and then I'll put the esrog in the other hand. How are you going to read the Gemara according to Rashi? It's not as smooth. You just have to say that according to Rashi, what does it mean? It means there has to be a makom in your hand for two esrogim that you'll be able to what? Hold the lulav and esrog in the hand in order to what? In order to get it ready, switch what? Switch the lulav to the right hand and then keep the esrog in the left. It's not so bad, but it just you have like an extra step. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In other words, you just have an extra step, and that's what Rashi might say. You have to say, it has to be in the hand two esrogim, the space of two esrogim, so you can put the lulav in that second the place of the second esrog. So it's not bad. It's not so bad, but it's just a little bit smoother. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, Rashi would say to what we just said to fit it in. Okay, then answers number what? Then answers number three. Number four. What are the two pshatim that we said in order to be mazmin the maskana? So we said you got to fill in the blank. Rashi in Dibra Maskil. Kaven Dama Rabba Esrog Besmol Velula Beyamin. It says Rabba says Esrog Besmol Velula Beyamin. The end of that Rashi says what's going to happen if it's too big? It's going to fall out of your hands v'yifsol because there's going to be a hole in the Esrog. Yes. So therefore, what you need to fill in the blank. So the Sfasemis fills in the blank, and you're not going to notice there's a hole, and therefore you're going to shake it, and you're going to be not yat yotze. So please get that. That was the Sfas Emes' shot.
According to that, it's for sure they're abundant.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's because Yechoshe Shema Yipol Mir. It seems from the Gemara too, Zimnin.
Yeah.
But Lemaisa, the Rav said, the Mishnah Master, that it's been a Torah. Okay. He said it's a Maisa Lekich. Okay. It's a good Hara, easy. But the Sfas Emes filled in the blank, but we said a different shot. The Ritva here, I have it here for you. The Ritva, in his second pshat, agreed with Rashi. But then he says a first pshat. You know what the first pshat is? Vasilif Sula perished with Dilma Lohavili Lachrina. You might not have another Esrog around. So please get that down. Inami Doloyoyva Daiti Venafik Babasula. That's like Rashi. The other pshat is, you're not going to pay attention. There's a hole in it. But the first pshat of Ritva, which is the second pshat hole, is that what? Is that you're not going to have another Esrog around. You're going to be in trouble. So those are the two pshatim. Either it's going to fall down to the ground, and Sfasemis completes Rashi and says, Rashi has a hole in it, and then the Sfasemis finishes up and says, you're not going to know about it, and then you're going to what? Shake it, and you're not going to be yotze with it because you don't realize. The other pshat of the Ritva is there's no other esrog around. Okay, then answer number four. Five. What does the Aruch Lanier say on the maskana of the Gemara? The Aruch Lanier is very, he says this is a little bit, don't think that this is preposterous. Why would you think this? He says, where do you ever think, ever, that we're so choshish that what? That we're going to pass the esrog from the mirror because there's a chash. It's like a chad gadja. So a chash is going to fall out of your hand in a hole, and therefore we're not going to notice. Where do we ever do that? He said, you know what? There is a precedent for it in our Masechta. I think we mentioned it briefly once. We did, originally in this year. Remeyers of the opinion, I think we mentioned it once last semester, can use a behema, Dani, as a wall of a sukkah. Machlok is Rameir Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir says you cannot use a behemoth as a wall of a sukkah. Why not? Because we're afraid that the behemoth might die or escape. So even though Min HaTorah, the Sukkah, or the Esrog is kosher, but the Chachamim can pass something because of the famous principle. As it says where, in Yevamos Daf Sadi Amud Beis, Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim, Lak or Davar Min HaTorah, B'Shev what? Shev Al Taseh. Correct. The Chachamim have the ability to prevent you from fulfilling a mitzvah. So since the Chachamim have the ability to prevent you from fulfilling a mitzvah, Lamai said they can call, and you see the Aruch HaNer speaks out exactly like you said, Izzy, that it says Pasul Chachamim. It says no doubt. It's Pasul Chachamim. But the Rav said what the Mishnah said, seemed to say there's a Psul Min HaTorah. But please get that. It's not so crazy. We have a precedent from it for the case of Remeir Pasul Behem as a dolphin in the Sukkah. And therefore, especially in light of the fact that Chachamim say this is the way we want it done, don't do it in this way. And therefore, Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim Lakar Dovr Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Taseh. But Kum Vesey, we don't paskin. What's the only time the Chachamim have the ability to be Okar Dovr Min HaTorah B'Kum Vesey? Like Eliyahu HaNavi at Har HaKarmel. That he allowed the bummels. That was a Horah Shah. It's a one-time deal. So it's a one-time deal. We allow that. Allah Chalom Ha'is. Okay? Okay, that answers number what? Number five. Number six. How does Reb Yudin in the Maskana Dorish the Pasuk of Hadar? That's the word Hadar. I think of the Hey, is, you see that? It's not Hazar, it's Hadar. See that? Number six. Ma'o Safos Bezeh. Ma'o Safta Bezeh. So the Gemara at the end of the day throws its hands up in the air and says, you know what? Okay, Rav, you're wrong. Rav said the Reb Yudah held of Hadar by Esrog, yes? Yeah, is that correct? Reb Yudah said he held of Hadar by Esrog. He doesn't hold of it, Rav. Rav said he did. We slugged up Rav. So how does Reb Yudah interpret the pasuk Hadar? So the Gemara quotes here a drasha that says that the Esrog stays on the tree a long time, Jacob. So since it stays on the tree from year to year, Lamaise, it can stay on the tree for many, many years. That's what Hadar meant. Hadar did not mean beautiful. Hadar meant an Esrog. That told us it meant a min Esrog. Now, Tosus commented that it was Ben Azai who made that drasha. If you look in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Heyam and Alf, it wasn't Ben Azai, it was who? It's Rabbi Abo made that drasha, the Amora. So why would the Gemara quote a drasha that Rabbi Abo made? So I think what Tosus is driving at, what we said is that the Gemara doesn't say Dafki holds of this drasha. You could say any one of those drushas that the Gemara has on Lamed Hey, how to say Hadar. What's the other drasha we learned over there that needs a lot of water? Needs rainfall and also irrigation. You know irrigation that they pour in the rows of the fields. So the Gemara didn't mean Dafka that, and I bring a raya for it because why would you quote Rabbi Abo and Amor over Ben Azai and Tana? So it just, the Gemara just meant to say, you know what, he can make the drasha of Hadar for something else. One of the two pshatim. It's not exclusively, it has to be Hadar Mishana Lashana. Now what do we add on to this? We added on to this the following. Please get this. We added on to this that, is that really true? Rashi makes a comment, if you noticed, that in Diramask Hadar Mishana Mishana Lashana, we mentioned, Rashi says no other priest stays on the tree like this. Svi. No other fruit trees on the tree as long as this. So I think one of the fellows asked, said, Rebbe, is that really true? So the Raw asked this kasha, and the Raw says it's not true. So we always said from our Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, you cannot have a machlokes metzius. You have to lumdicize it. Remember we've said that many times?
Yeah.
You can't, the Gemara is 2 days in Amorim, whether it's oxen are tame or not. Go ask a zoologist, Rabbi Aaron said to us. You know what they'll tell you? They'll tell you 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. The question is that enough to deem them all tame? Do you need 51% or 50? Right? Same thing whether Oris. Is Oris a min dogin or not? Is it chometz or not? Machlez Reb Yochum and Nuri and Chacham. Go to the chemistry lab and do an experiment. Fine, you'll do the experiment, but it'll be machlez how to interpret the results. Same thing here. You'll have to ask a botanist and there'll have to be statistics whether you know, is it only the Esrog? Rashi says it's only the Esrog. The Ross says there are other ones. But that's the first Nakuda we said. So the Ra'ah said it's not true. There are other fruits that also stay on the tree. So the Ra'ah said a different shot. The word Hadar means what? Means the word Esrog, which is, the Esrog means Hadar. The Rabban writes this ala Torah. A tree in Lashon Aramis, a beautiful tree is called an Esrog, but Lashon HaKodesh is called Hadar. The word Esrog is pleasant, beautiful. And in the Targum Unklus of the word Nechmad Lamara, where is Nechmad Lamara? That's in Brachos, Perek Beis, by the Eitz Hadas. Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes. What does the Targum Unklus say in that Pasuk? The Merageg Lemechse. What's the Merageg? From the word Esrog. Esrog means beautiful. The Lashon Chemda and Hadar means the same thing in taste and in beauty. And therefore, that's what the Ra'ah says. That's how we know that it means Esrog. Has nothing to do with the Lashon of what? Of not growing what? Of Hadar, Mishana, Lashana. Cannot be just that, because he says the other fruits stay on the tree. It's just an Asmachta. The Iker is, we know that Esrog is so, so beautiful, Lamaisa, because it means, Esrog means beautiful. So that's really the underlying marker that we know that what Esrog, that pre-Eitz Hadar means in Esrog. Yes, Tani. I mean, yes, Avram.
So the Ra'ah, I mean, the Ra'ah holds that the Eitz Hadas was Esrog.
We said it fit in quite well. It seems to be that he seems to be touching like that. Thank you for reminding me that. We said there are four Shitas. What are the four Shitas? Are you okay? I'm sorry. What are the four Shitas? The four Shitas are either in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, it's either grapevines, it's either figs, it's either wheat. That was before wheat was, changed from trees. Hashem changed from trees to go on the ground. And the fourth one is Esrog. Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Amid Beis. And it was not apples. We said that's Christian theology. It's a mistake. That a tapuach in the Tanakh means an orange. And Rav Shechter Shlita to point out this is a mistake to put apples in your charosis. If it's going to cause a machlokes in your house, don't say anything. But if your mom's going to listen, tapuach means citrus. You're supposed to be sharp with citrus fruit, oranges. And that's what Tosfos says in Tainis. I think it's Daf Chav Ches, Chav Zayin. And Amud Beis in the top Tosfos. So please get that. That's the answer number what? That's the answer. And the Gemara is just saying in Asmachta. That answer number six. Yes, Avram.
Sort of a side question. Does that mean that after Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, whatever it was, Hashem made it, that that fruit is no longer Eitz Hadas? Because we eat grapes and Esrogim and figs and meat today.
So there was no Isser to eat the Eitz Hadas after he ate it.
So it is.
The Isser was a one-time Isser, and he blew it. He made a terrible mistake. That's why we have Misa. But that Isser did not continue Lidairus. It was all Rashaw.
So whoever holds that,
but
I mean, they hold that meat nowadays is
Eitz Hadas,
or is it no longer have like the power of
Eitz Hadas?
No, it was a one-time din that you couldn't eat from
the
Eitz Hadas.
Well, after the eating.
Yeah, whatever that means, al pi machshava, that whichever fruit is given, actually, there are makaros about the Gemara has that a baby doesn't recognize its parents until they appreciate the tamad dagan. That would fit in with the Eitz Hadas being wheat. I guess you would have to find other makaris for the other shittas, but there's certainly no isser in eating them. Okay.
Yeah, no isser, but the...
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. It could be at that time it gave you das. I don't know if after that ladiris it gave you any more das than any other fruit. Okay. I would imagine not, because you don't find makaris like that. You only have it by Tom Dagen. That's what the Balatanya has a lot. That's mechla dehemnusa. That matzah is mechla dehemnusa. It's the bread of Amun and Bitochon, and Hashem, he develops that Gemara about that a baby doesn't recognize their parents until they appreciate the taste of Dagon. What does Dagon have to do? And it's taste. That's when we appreciated Hashem, when he took us out of Mitzrayim, and we became Dama Nivchar. But I don't think you find other makaras by figs and by grapes, okay? So I don't think you have to say that after that time it was a notion of Das. So it was a one-time deal. Okay, just like the Israel was a one-time deal. Okay, that's six, seven. What are the two examples that Rashi gives by Luluf Shel Asherah and Madino Legabe Luluf? Please get this. So, we said that Rashi gives two examples. Remember what the two examples of Rashi were? Rashi says, Luluf Shel Avodah Zarah. I want you to get this. We basically said, Jacob, you with me? The three categories of Avodah Zarah. There's the Avodah Zarah itself, the idol. There's Meshamshi Avodah Zarah, things you use to serve it. And there's three Tikrovas. Things that you actually offer to it. You must know that. Anytime you learn Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it's a Daf Yomi now, is learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, you must know those three categories. So Rashi gave you the following. Rashi gave you two and three. That you basically take the lulav and you sweep in front of the idol. You serve it. It's Meshamshim. You use the lulav to serve the idol. That's one. And two is, you actually wave the lulav or throw the lulav to the Avodah Zarah, which we call the Tikrovas. Which we call, basically, what's called the Tikrovas. And what's the difference between Meshamshim, Avodah Zarah, and Tikrovas? If it's owned by Goyim, Meshamshim you can nullify. Tikrovas you can never nullify. And the Avodah Zarah itself you can nullify. So two of the three categories you can nullify if it's owned by Goyim. Now it happens to be that lulav shel Asherah l'maisa, which we're going to get into more, God willing, The Gemara said that lulav shel asher de Moshe, you're not yotzu it. That's our Mishnah. Rava said lulav shel avodah zarah lechachili, you can't do it because it's disgusting like avoah. But if you did it, be the evidence kosher. Okay? So that's what I want you to get for seven. Rashi basically gives you mishamshim and tikrovis. Okay, fine. What's the din of that lulav? We just said it. Lulav of asher of Moshe, you're not yotze, because that's avodah zarah shel Yisrael. What's the din of avodah zarah shel Yisrael? You can never be mevatel it. It's ketute mechta shiure. You gotta bury it. We'll get to the details. You gotta burn it or pulverize it. Nonetheless, you're not yotze. But avodah zarah of a goy, since the goy, the lulav of a avodah zarah of a goy, the goy can nullify it. It's disgusting lechachila to use it, but b'dieved you're definitely yotze. That din of mois legavol you find by avodah zarah. I don't know if I mentioned it, but you know the Mishnah Berurah quotes a kohen that's mechal Shabbos for esek should not duchen. You know, in the old days, Kohanim, there used to be Kohanim to drive the shul on Shabbos, or in Yontif, and they would duchen. Mishnah Berurah says not right, but the Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, said that you could have a kul, because they're only discussing like a avoa for Beis HaMikdash. If you're involved, Mechal Shabbos before Hesia is not Moz Lagavoa. If you're apostate, if you're involved in Avodah Zarah, that's fine. That's Moz Lagavoa. Not fine in the sense you're disqualified. But a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia doesn't make you Moz Lagavoa. In order to not to duchen, you have to be Moz Lagavoa. So that same expression is used here, that Avodah Zarah of a lulav of a goy, Lechachili shouldn't use it as a mitzvah for lulav, but you have it if you did a yotzer. Okay, that's number one. That's number seven. Eight, guys. Let's go. How did Tosos Masbir Asher de Moshe? So Tosfos is Masbir Lemaisa Asher de Moshe in the following vein. Okay? Tosfos says, bottom line, he says Asher de Moshe is a Avodah Zarah owned by Yisrael. Asher de Moshe is a Avodah Zarah owned by Yisrael. That's what it means, plain and simple. Okay? That's what Tosfos says. It means, where's Rov Rishonim say? That the Mishnah is talking about Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael. And Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael, we said, but there's no din of Bittul. The Mele Lulu is Omid Lesrefa. And what din do you say? Ketute Mechta Shire. But the Gemara does say in Avodah Zarah and Bezim and Alf that are you Chayiv Srefa or is it only Chayiv Geniza? You remember? The Gemara said it's only Chayiv Geniza. So Tosfos and the Ritva say, what does Geniza mean? You're supposed to pulverize the Avodah Zarah, make it into powder, and bury that powder. So that's deemed like Srefa, and therefore you say Ketute Mechta Shire. Whereas, and that's how Tosfos Masbir Asher de Moshe. So that's number eight. That's how the Tosfos in the bottom, the beginning of the Tosfos Masbir Halacha Lemaisa. Okay? Whereas Rava Lemaisa holds what? What does Rava hold? What does Rava hold? Rava says, what are we talking about? Asher Shogoy. Where there is a din bittul. There's a din bittul, then you don't say Ketute Mechta Shire. But Chachili, you don't do it because why? Because it's Mos Lagavoa. Now, let me ask you, though. According to Rava now, what did you say, Akiva?
Bury it.
What did you say?
You bury it after you destroy it.
Like, yeah, you pulverize the powder and you put the powder in the.
No.
It's getting rid of it. It's getting rid of it. It's getting rid of it, the powder, Lamaisa. And there was Kendino Kisrefa. That's what he means to say. I mean, you're saying you don't have to borrow the light, I mean, you don't even have to bury it? My impression was you had to bury it afterwards. I think that's a shock. So, I want you to just get this caveat, please. The Rishonim prove that according to Rava, it's possible only on Yom Sheni and the rest of the days, because there's no din of Lachem. Because according to Rava, what are we dealing with? What are we dealing with, Avram, according to Rava? Avodah Zarah v'goy, that means you don't own it. So that's only up from the second day on. Whereas Yom Rishon, you need to be Lachem. So you're not going to be Yotze if it's what? If it's of a goy. And don't tell me that he gave it over to Yisrael, that he was mezaket to a Jew, because then already there wouldn't be Bittul, and then it'd be Ketut Demetashire again. So the Gemara could have given that Teretz, that the Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about Yom Rishon, therefore not Yotze, but since the Tana wanted symmetry between Asher and Nir Nidachas, it's possible even on Yom Sheni, and therefore Ketut Demetashire applies across the board. So please get that answer of Tosfos, okay? Again, Mishnah is talking about Asher de Moshe, which is Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. Yes? Rav is talking about what? Avodah Zarah of a goy. The Mishnah is talking about Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael, and therefore what? Bittul doesn't work, and therefore Ketut Demetashire Shire. It needs only Geniza. We treat it like Sreva because you got to pulverize it, put the powder, and then bury it into the ground based on what we're saying. And Rav is talking about Asher Shogoy. So theoretically, it's your yotze, but you're not yotze, only yotze yom sheni and onward, because nita levatol, but it's not yours. I maybe gave it over to a Jew. If you gave it over to a Jew, then nachamol zavodah zeres Yisrael. And you would say what? Ketutim mechtash yirei. So obviously, lemaisa, we wanted, the Mishnah could have actually said, our Mishnah mayom rishon, and Rav's talking about yom sheni, but the reason why the Mishnah didn't want to do that, Mishnah wanted to list off a psul that's symmetrical with asher with irni dakas. Irni dakas is psul throughout the whole time, not just on the first day. So therefore, we want to make sure the asher is possible all the days as well. So that answers number what? Number eight. Number nine. What do we say on the din of Zrika Mishtaberis? What is the Zrika Mishtaberis? Very important kasha. What's the kasha of Zrika Mishtaberis? So we said like this. We said that Rashi comments here, yes? Rashi comments here that... Remember what Rashi gave two examples? He said Meshamshim and Tikrovis. Remember the second was Tikrovis, that you're actually waving it or throwing it in front of the thing. That was the way of serving it. You're actually offering something to it. But there's a big problem with that. The Gemara has a klal. The Gemara has a klal in the Seches of Avodah Zarah, that in order for something to be usher for Tikrovis, Zrika, it needs to be Mishtaberis. What does Mishtaberis mean? What does Mishtaberis mean? It breaking up, exactly. Like, for example, the Gemara says, if you throw a stick at it, the stick doesn't become Asur Ba'anah, because a stick doesn't break up. Like, when you sprinkle blood, it splatters. It breaks up. So that's the model, as Rashi says, it becomes drops. So therefore, how do we assume the Lulav is Asur Ba'anah? You want to tell me the Lulav is Asur Ba'anah because of Tikrovis? Why should it be Asur Ba'anah? It didn't spatter anywhere. It was a Lulav. So we gave the following answer. Please get this. That kasha is a very strong kasha. That kasha lemaisa was asked by the kapos tomorrow. So he gives the following answer. He says, you know what? When you wave it, you do spread out the leaves. So that fulfills the din of mishaberis. But it doesn't help you with the case of what? He says, when you throw it, lemaisa, you spread out the leaves. So that was the second part of Rashi. Ola zarkobo, the very end of Rashi. But when you pass it in front of it, in what sense are you spattering it? Are you spreading it? So he says it's difficult. It's not like, it's not considered to be what? That lashon of what? Zrik, I understand. But the lashon of passing, in what sense is it spattering? So the Chassam Sofer gives the following answer. Chassam Sofer says, if you throw in front of it, it doesn't become usher because of Tikrovis. He says the whole thing is usher because of Mesham Shevodah Zarah. So that's against what we said before. You remember what we said before? We said before that Rashi was giving the two examples. What were the two examples? Two examples was, one was what? Mishamshi, the other one was Tikrovis. According to this reading of Rashi, the Chassam Sofer, he's not giving you an example of Tikrovis at all. It's all Mishamshim. They're all Mishamshim. Even though we said, what's the problem? He said, Zrika does spread. The Chassam Sofer focuses on the what? On the Zrika. What do you mean? The Zrika, we already were Masber. But he didn't buy that notion of the leaves spattering and therefore spreading out. And therefore he said the whole thing, Rashi, has got to be Mishameshes. It's not giving you an example of Mishameshes than Tikrovis. The second example also has got to be Mishamshin, because there's no din of Mishaberis, he wants to say. Chassam Sofer didn't buy that shot of the Chassam Sofer that when you throw it, it spreads the leaves out. Avram, you got me?
Yeah.
So it comes out to be a machlokes between who? Between the Kapos Tamarim and the Chassam Sofer, how to touch the Rashi, okay? Is Rashi giving the example of Mishamshim with Tikrovis? That's the Kapos Tamarim, or is it just Mishamshim like the Chassam Sofer? That answers number what? That answers number 10. Number 11. Okay? I'm sorry, that answers number 9. 10. What do we say about Mitzvah Bava Aver L'Gavei Lulav Shel Asher? I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's an Aleph there. Asher is always with an Aleph, yes? Not an Ayin. I apologize. So please switch that in 11. From an ayin to an aleph. What do we say about mitzvah baba ver legabi lulav shel hashera? Give the whole mahalach. Let's get it. So we said that, again, the Gemara doesn't mention mitzvah baba ver. It's just like it introduces it in the beginning of the parak. And then we had a bunch of sugyas where there's an omission is glaring. So we said, well, you got to think about it, lamaisa. You got to think about it, because there is a concept of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. But Rava maybe could have held like Naman Damar, right? The Gemara, the Sfasem says, what's the Gemara ask Rav on the Mishnah? Maybe there's a Tanol's mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, Rav holds like them, right? So maybe Rava holds your Yotze, not over an Isser Anah. So what did he answer? He didn't like that answer because the Gemara should have said that. The Gemara should have said that Rava holds like the Tana holds Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nidnu. Okay? So we basically said the following. The reason why Mitzvah Bava Vera does not apply here, we thought it should apply because Lo Sovi To Avel Besecha. You're not allowed to bring an abomination in your home. So we said, according to the Rambam, that's not a problem because the Isser Lo Tovi To Avel Besecha is only when you get Hanah. He's not getting Hanah here because Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nidnu. And then we said from the Chuvah's Torah Chesed, even if you hold that even without Hana, there's an Isser, that Lo Sovi To Avel Besecha doesn't depend on Hana. That was the Ramban Shita, right? The Ramban Shita seemed to say that it doesn't apply with Hana. Even without Hana, you're over the Isser. But the Ramban said that's only by the Avodah Zarah itself, but not by the Mishamshameha, the Mishamshim of it. And here we're dealing with the Mishamshim. The Luv was not deified, according to Rashi. So therefore, that's why Mitzvah Bavera is not brought in. No one said that Mitzvah Bavera doesn't apply like we saw with the other sugyas. The answer is it's simply not a Mitzvah Bavera here, because you didn't have Ana, and if you're not over Lo Tovi Soevel Besech, according to the Rambam, and even according to the Ramban, that you don't need Ana to be over the Yisra, but it's got to be by the Avodah Zarah itself, not by the Mishamshim. Very good. So that answers number what? That answers number 10. Number 11, what do we say on the Din Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu? So, Tosfos on the bottom, this next to last Tosfos, Shel Asher, Shel Irni Dachas, pointed out the following. Let's get it. He pointed out, it's really Shaykh to Le'el, to the Mishnah Chof Tesef and Beis, it says on the side. But there is a Gemara in the Seches Chulin, that Rava says, Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nidnu, meaning, what are mitzvahs to do? Why do we do mitzvahs? Because Hashem commanded us, and we accept the Ol Malchus Shamayim upon us. They're not for Hana. So if a guy takes a netter not to derive Hana, let's say Yosef takes a netter not to derive Hana from me. Can I blow the shofar for him on Rosh Hashanah? Yes. We don't view mitzvahs as being Hana. Mitzvahs were accept the Ol Malchus Shamayim upon ourselves. That's what Rava says, and there's a Tana that says like this, out of Rashi's Masber. So the Gemara asks on Rava, from the din, you're allowed to cover. What do we say the din of Kisui Adam is? You shech the what? Ofer Chaya. You have to cover the blood with dirt. Yes. Are you allowed to cover it with dirt of Irni Dacha city? Yes. Rava says. Why? Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nidnu. I'm not getting hana from it. I'm doing a mitzvah with it. Yes. So the Gemara asks from a brisa. Gemara Nechulin asks on Rava Nechulin from Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah. If you blow it, you're not yotze. Lulav should have Avodah Zarah, if you take it, you're not Yotze. So the Tosfos says it could have asked from the Mishnah that our Mishnah says Shel Asher is possible. Why did it ask from a Brisa? So the answer is, since we already quoted the Brisa before, that already was talking about Lulav and Shofar, and that we said that what? It was already talking about Lulav and Shofar, and the Gemara tried to what? The Gemara tried to give an answer to save Rava. What was that answer the Gemara tried to say? The Gemara tried to save Rava. And the Gemara tried to say that, you know, it asked from the Brisa, maybe Lo Yutol's Lo Yatza, and when we got rid of it, we said in Lotol, maybe B'diavad Yotze. So the Gemara asked, no, but it says it favors in the Brisa, Notol the Notol Lo Yatza. So that's why we stuck with the Brisa, because we originally had asked from this Brisa on Rava. We had originally asked on this Brisa, that's why we stuck with it. But Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nidnu means that mitzvahs are not Hana. Please get this, though, we added on to this. Are you with me? The Baal Amor writes, though, Mitzvah de Rabbanim, you say Lehetnun Snitnu. So how many blows of Shofar do you need to blow Minat Torah? Only 9. The rest of the 89 that you do are only de Rabbanim. Could you listen to that rest of the 89? No, you couldn't. Mitzvahs de Rabbanim are considered to be Lehana. Says the Chassan Sofer, why? Because he has a duke and a pasuk that you get Schar. The Gemara is a famous line, you can use a Schar B'hai Al-Malekin. That Schar for Mitzvahs in this world are not in the next world. They're only in this world. I'm sorry, fakir. Scar for mitzvahs are only in the next world, not in this world. That's only by mitzvah diraisa, says the Chassan Sofer. Mitzvah derabanan, you get scar. Because the pasuk says, v'chai behem, you should live by mitzvahs of the ones that the rabbanan tell you to do. You do get hana. If you do a mitzvah derabanan, you do get hana. So the Baal Amor says, mitzvah lav lehenes nidnu only by mitzvah diraisa. By mitzvah derabanan, yes. And what's the scar you give a mitzvah derabanan? How's your hana? Because you get scar in this world. Mitzvah diraisa, you get scar in the next world. You got me? It's a little bit difficult. I mean, the Rambam says in the Perish Mishnais and Peya that mitzvahs ben al machaveru you also get scar in this world, and those are mitzvahs that are diraisa pashuk shad. Unless you say the Rambam l'shitasa, the Rambam holds in Nichos Avel that all the mitzvahs of chnasas zorach and bikur cholim are labeled as mitzvahs rabbanan, but it's a kiyum of afterek chomocha. So it's Rambam l'shitasa. You follow me? That you get scar in this world halacha l'maisa. You get scar in this world How? Because the Ram labeled all the mitzvot in Halacha really are mitzvot derabbanans. It's a kiyum of after Echam, but it's labeled as a mitzvot derabbanan. Okay, good. Please get that. That answers number 11. Okay, you guys with me? Let's go. Number 12. Let's go, guys. Number 12. Chinas tomorrow, 9:15, 5:18 Gluck, okay? Okay, number 11. That's what we said on Mitzvah Lenis Ninu. Number 12. Why do we call it a shared emotion? When I was preparing this yesterday, I was a little bit bothered by that. You know, I don't have an answer, but I guess it's not disrespectful to Moshe. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest sack there was. You call it a shared emotion? Couldn't you call it a shared the midbar or something? You know what I mean? Or a shared the Aaron? Because Aaron was the one who helped build Egel Azav. No? The Gemara held it wasn't a problem. So why is it called a shared emotion? Please get this. Shared emotion is synonymous with Avodah Zarah Shri Yisrael. But the reason why it was called this, we saw the Ritva and the Kapos Tomorrow is during the times of the Torah, the Gemara called Asher Demosh Asher Yisrael, because when we captured Eretz Yisrael, there were many non-Jews that did Avodah Zarah, but it was under our auspices, because we were conquering the land, and we basically instilled, unfortunately, when we did the Egel Azav, we had such desire for Avodah Zarah, it became kind of like instilled in the Olam. And therefore, we consider all the asheris that the goyim make in Israel as if they did it under our auspices, under our agency, that we actually appointed them. That's what he writes, and we consider it to be asheris to Israel. That's how the Ritva says the pshat. Because Lomai said, we failed with the Egel Azav, we kind of like put Avodah Zarah into the world in a very strong way, and therefore, and we were capturing Israel, they're doing Avodah Zarah under our auspices, we view it. Therefore, it's called asheris to Moshe. Please get that sheetus aritva. I don't know if it's chassidish. It shows Lomai said that, you know, It shows, you don't have to say Hasidish, Izzy. It shows that the cataclysmic catastrophe of the Egel Azav. To this day, the Meshech Chafetz says, every Aveira guy does Ben Adol Makom, any Aveira you do, Ben Adol Makom has some kesher with Egel Azav. A guy does Znus with a woman. How does that have to do with Egel Azav? A guy looks at his stockless, Chas V'Shalom. How is that connected with Egel Azav? I'll tell you how. Because, you know, some say the reason why they did the Avodah Zarah is to get to the Gilui Arayos. So there's always somewhat of a connection, okay? The Makar is for that. Okay, let's continue now. That answers number 12. 13. What does Taisa say on the din of Asherah Shal Nachri? What's a Nachri? A goy. So what did Taisa say on Asherah Shal Nachri? So let's get it. So Taisa said, Halach Lamaisa, Taisa said, we're dealing with what? We're dealing with an Asherah Shal Nachri. So Taisa said, we already said it over, we'll say it over again. That Rav was talking about a share of a goy. Yes? The Mishnah about a share of Yisrael. What do we say about Rav saying a share of a goy? So therefore, since Kim of Atlant, it's not Asr Bahana, right? And you don't say Ketut Mechta Shiru, but Evidu Yotze, it's disgusting to take its Mosul Gavoa. But we said the Shtukot Torah, then maybe what? Maybe you could say Rav is only talking about Yom Sheni, because if it's not yours, it's a Psul Lachem. Yom Rishon has to be yours. And you can't tell me that he gave it over to a Jew, because if he gave it to a Jew, then Nachamot becomes Avodah Shesron, and you don't say Ketut Demechta Shiure. Tosfos pointed out that Gemara maybe could have given that Teretz, that the Mishnah is talking about Yom Rishon, therefore it's possible because not Lachem. And Rav is talking about Yom Sheni and Vechule, but as I said, we wanted symmetry, Halach Lomaisa. But this is the Nakud I want to get to now. Please get it. Tosfos said a little bit of a different Hasbro. Okay, that's what we'll say. No, that answers number what? Number 13. That's Asher Shonak with Tosfos said. Number 14. What is the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam like about Asherah Shal Nachri? So Rabbeinu Tam in that big Taisus, which we didn't see inside, we said outside, Rabbeinu Tam is a stunning Chiddush. He says, that, what's a stunning Chiddush? We're up to number 14, Yehuda. You got me? Number 14. What did the Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam said a stunning Chiddush, and that is that both what? Both the Mishnah and Rava are not talking about. Both the Mishnah and Rava, Lamaisa, are talking about what? The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam was that a lulav of a goy, what's the din? What's the din of a lulav of a goy? Kozman, you're not mavatl, you don't say ketut demechta shiure. Once you mavatl it, it's kosher b'dieved. L'chachil, it's mos l'gavoa. So why were they machmer by asher de Moshe and not asher de nachri kolm shebitlo? So this is the pshat I want you to get. The Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, it's an amazing thing, that the lulav was deified. The lulav was actually deified, mamish. The lulav was actually deified. And since you deified it, when you cut it off, that's called a bittul. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's unique pshat. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam Zalulu Lanachri calls man in Amavatl, and you say Ketute Mechta Shure. Why do you say Ketute Mechta Shure? If you Mavatl it, it's Kosher Bidiyevit. So why were they Machmer on Asherah de Moshe and not Asherah de Nachri Konim Shabitlu? Right? Why did they say Asherah de Moshe and not Asherah de Nachri? See, according to Rabbeinu Tam, an Asherah de Nachri is just as good as Asherah de Moshe, right? Because calls man in Amavatl, and you say Ketute Mechta Shure. See, up till now, Avram, what have we been saying? That as long as it's nitan levatala, that's enough, yes? He's saying not that way. He's saying, kol zman, it wasn't mamata, you should shake it to the mechshira. So why did Gemara stand on its head and say, share it to Moshe? The terrence is because we're talking about a lulav that was what? Deified, but they cut it off. So if they cut it off, that's a bittel. It's an automatic bittel. And that's the pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam that I want you to know pshat in the Taisis. Okay? Fine, that answers number what? That answers 14, 15. What did Taisis say about Asher di Yisrael? It's a whole long Taisis. What did Taisus say about Asher di Yisrael Yud? He said an amazing thing. Up till now, we said that the distinction between Mishnah and Rav is what? Mishnah's talking about Avodah Zarah Yisrael, and Rav is talking about what? Avodah Zarah Yisrael of a goy. Comes Taisus and he says a whole new pshat. What's a whole new pshat? That both the Mishnah and Rav are talking about Avodah Zarah Yisrael. Avodah Zarah Yisrael, so how could Rav say a Yotzeh? So this was the unbelievable pshat that Taisus gave. Taisus says like this. The Mishnah's talking about a tree that was planted l'shem avodah zarah from its very outset. If it's planted l'shem avodah zarah, what do we say? Ketute mechta shira, the din is sreifa. That's a shared emotion. That it was commanded, and Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by the Eibishter to burn the stuff. That's talking about a share. What's Rava talking about? What's Rava talking about? Rava's talking about a tree that was planted regularly for agriculture reasons. And then they started serving it. That's mutter lahana lehejyod. And that's what Rav Amin Ahar says, the Rambam says as well. So, according to this pshat, you could say both of them are talking about Avodah Zarah Yisrael. But the Avodah Zarah Yisrael, Asher de Moshe, was planted l'shem Avodah Zarah. But the Asher that Rava was talking about where it was planted regularly and then it became served. In that case, it's most like Avodah, but it's Mutter, Halach L'maisa, Mikra Adin. Okay, that answers number what? 15. 16. What's the machlis in the Ravid and the Ramban on Lulav Shel Asher? Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah. Number 16, you see that? So we said like this. In this whole discussion, where's Lachem? So the Ravid says, I'll tell you, that's why Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah is pasul on Yom Rishon. Because it's Asur Bahana. If it's Asur Bahana, then it cannot be Lachem. Something that's Asur Bahana is not in your bialis. You can't makadosh a woman with it. So therefore he says, that's why it's pasul. The only reason why you need Asher de Moshe is from Yom Sheni onward. But in a Chanamiya, Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah straight up is taka pasul on Yom Rishon. And the Ramban in the Hasagas and Nuchas Lulav, remember he found it? The Ramban has in his Kedushim, Hasagas and Nuchas Lulav. He doesn't have, he only has a, like, a, only at the end of the Masechta, he has a few Kedushim on a few Dapin, right? But he has a whole Nuchas Lulav. So the Ramban there begs the difference. He says, absolutely not. He says, there's a Het to Lisser. What's the Het to Lisser? If the Goy's Mavatal the Avodah Zarah, then it's no longer Asur Banah. Anything that has a remedy is not called a deficiency of Lachem. Question is, something that's Asur Bana, is that called Lachem? So to crystallize it, an Isra Na that can be remedied, that you can get rid of the Isra Na, is that still called Lachem or not? So Revivit says, no, calls man, it's Asur Bana, it's not Lachem. There was possible the first day, Asher and Moshe is needed from the second day onward. Ramban says, no. The Ramban says, if it can be remedied, that Isra Na can still be called Lachem. It's not deficient at all in Lachem. That's number 16. Okay, 17. What do we say on the din of Ketute Mechta Shirit? So we said the following. We said that Ketute Mechta Shiure, Rashi says, Lulav Shel Asher de Moshe, they had to burn. Since it's Omid L'Sreifa, we say Ketute Mechta Shiure. Okay? Since it's Omid L'Sreifa, it's Ketute Mechta Shiure. However, Tyson Yavamas Kuf Gimel and Bez writes, even Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael, you say what? Ketute Mechta Shiure. Aye, but it's Geniza. It's not Sreifa. He doesn't care. As long as it's going to be put out of usage, it's a virtual pulverization. It doesn't have to practically be. And that's what the Rambam Paskins as well, that Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael Tehun and Geniza, but we can still say Ketute Mechta Shiure. This is against the Tshuva Shar Ephraim. The Shar HaMelech points out that the Tshuva Shar Ephraim writes that a Surah Anah that's going to be buried. Remember we said the Mishnah in Temura? Mishnah and Tura lists off which things have to be burnt, which things have to be buried. So he says, anything that's got to be buried, like Basar B'chalav, you never say Ketute Mechta Shiure. Only things that are burnt, do you say it. Things that are buried, Lamaisa, you don't say what Ketutei Mechteshuri. You see clearly that Tosfos and the Rambam hold not that way. Okay? So please get that. And then we took it a step further. That the Ritva writes, let's get it. Let's take it a step further. The Ritva writes that the din of Ketutei Mechteshuri is like Reb Shimon, as it's called Omi Lissof Kesar of Dami. So we had Rashi in the Mishnah. What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? Remember Rashi quoted that too as well. So the Rav said, why would you make it like Reb Shimon? So what do we say? This is really what Tosfos says in Sota, and this is what the Rav is mechavin in Tosfos and Sota. It's really a Tosfos. Anything that requires a shear, the Chacham, even though they say Kolom and Lissor is Lavka Sarav Tami against Reb Shimon, but if it requires a shear to it, you say Ketutei Mechteshuri. It's an Israel. No, it's like a Afar Ba'alma. And therefore the shear is not, you don't have a shear because it's pulverized. So it could be that Teres Chachamim in the Chuvis points out in Simon Ches that the Ritva also says the Chamer Moda Ketutei Mechteshuri. It just meant from the words of Reb Shimon, we see the Rabbanan. According to Reb Shimon, something that's going to be burnt just like it doesn't exist. So you see according to the Chamim. Something that's in the world but has no shear, it's like it doesn't exist too. So the Shtikot Torah of the Rav is really what Tosfos Sota says. And really, according to the Teres Chachamim, really what the Ritva means. The Ritva never meant to say it's only according to Reb Shimon. Okay? That answers number what? That answers number... 17, thank you. 18. What's the raya of the Gemara we're talking about? Asherah d'moshah. Gemara says the dekanami. What does dekanami always mean? A raya in pshat. From the lushan is a raya. Because the Mishnah puts together, symmetry wise, near Erin Nidachas with Asherah. Erin Nidachas we know is what? Erin Nidachas we know is always puzzle, right? It's always puzzle because of Ketutei Mechteshuri, and it's puzzle all the days. So too what? So to Asherah will also be puzzled all the days because of Ketutei Mechteshuri. Since the Mishnah lumps them together, shows to you we're dealing with Asherah Shei Yisrael, not an Avodah Zarah of a Goy. That answers number 18. 19. What is the Mahalach of Rov Rishon into Mahalach in Mishnah and Rava in the Hezber of the Gemara? So, we basically said it already, but Lamaisa, we crystallize it now. And that is that Rov Rishonim say as follows. And Tosfos says in the beginning, that the Mishnah is dealing with Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael, Bittul does not work, and therefore it's Omid L'Sreifa, and there's a Ketutei Mechteshuri. It only requires Geniza, so he said you'll pulverize it in the powder, and then you what, bury it. Or you could say like Tosfos Nevamos, Ein Lecha Geniza, Ein Lecha Ketutei Mechteshuri Golzu, then you have to put it in the ground and hide it. When Rav is talking about what? Avodah Zarah of a Goy, the Bittul Taka works. And therefore, if Bittul works, so it's Mutar Ba'anoe, and therefore, you don't have to burn it, and therefore, you don't say Ketutei Mechteshuri, Yotze. Just Mos L'Gavoa. And therefore, we said the Chiluk of the way we said it is that maybe Yom Rishon, you would have said, Rav is talking about only Yom Sheni and Amr, because if it's of a Goy, it's not yours. You can't say that he gave it over to a Jew, because then Nachamol will be Ketutei Mechteshuri, right? And in theory, the Gemara could have given that answer. That Rav was talking about Yom Sheni and onward, and the Mishnah was talking about the first day, but the Gemara didn't give that answer because it wanted symmetry. Just like Erin Didachah's puzzle every day, Asher is puzzle every day as well. Okay, that answers number 19. 20. How did Tosfos mazmir the chiluk that the Gemara said? So we said basically, Tosfos said is what? That we're talking about what, Avram? Avodah Zarah show what? Show Yisrael. Both of them are Avodah Zarah show Yisrael. But what's the difference? The difference is that what? Asherah d'moshah, you have to burn, you say Ketutei Mechteshuri. And what is Rava talking about? A tree that was planted, what? For the sake of a tree. And then it was taken over as Avodah Zarah. That's Mutar Ba'anah. And that's Rabbam Minahar says the parish of the, in the, that's the Rambam's shot. But the Mishnah talking about it was planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah. That's why it's Ketutei Mechteshuri. Rava's talking about it was planted L'Shem, the tree, and then it became taken over as Avodah Zarah. That's 20. 21. How does the Merume Sada Masber Rashi, the Chiluk of the Gemara? So the Merume Sada was the Netziv. Please get this. The Netziv makes a diuk in Rashi. And he says we're dealing with a lulav that was what? What are we dealing with? A lulav that was what? That was used to serve the Avodah Zarah but wasn't deified itself. That's what Rav is talking about. What's the Mishnah talking about? Where it was deified itself. So therefore, Rav is talking about Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael too. So is the Mishnah. The only thing is that Rav is talking about the lulav was used as a service piece to the Avodah Zarah. But the Avodah Zarah is owned by who? A goy. So since the goy can mevatel it, even if it's a Jew's lulav, the Shulchan Aruch says we don't say Ketutei Mechteshuri. And the Mishnah is talking about Asher Yisroel, where the Jew deified him. So therefore, Lamaisa came of Avdus Eketut the Mechshiri. So get that, please. Very unique pshat in Rumi Sada. Both of them are Avodah Zarah Yisroel. The question is, it's owned by the Goy, the Avodah Zarah, but you use the lulu, it's your personal lulu of the Jew to serve it. So if that's the case, that's Nitan Levatala. You don't say Ketut the Mechshiri. That's Lamaisa what Rav is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about where it was deified by a Yid, and therefore it's Ketut the Mechshiri came of Avdus. That answers number 21. 22. How does the Tzemach Tzedek Masber Rashi, the Chiluk that the Gemara is saying? So the Tzemach Tzedek in the Tshuva Siman Ezra Siman Beis Kuf Samach Gimel says like this. According to Rashi, you only say Ketut Demachshir on something that's Omer L'Sreifa. So Asher de Moshe is what? It's only during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu you mechuyif to burn it. And you say Ketut Demachshir. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Historically, really. It's a big Kiddush. The Mishnah talking about the trees that existed during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, those ones are Dina B'Sreifa. What's Rava talking about? Rava's talking about Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael nowadays. Even though it has no Bittul, but why? Since there's no Din Sreif, it's only Geniza, you don't say Ketut Demech Tashire. So the Netziv Mamish goes against, I'm sorry, Tzemach Tzedek Mamish goes against that Taisus in Yevamis, that says you say Ketut Mishra and things of Geniza, or goes against the Rif that you're pulverizing in. He says straight up, we're dealing with a Sherry during Moshe, that's what Mish is talking about. That stock has to be burnt. L'dairus, though, it's only putting Geniza, and on something Geniza, you don't say Ketut Demech Tashire. Please get it. But also, what you gain from the Tzemach Tzedek is both cases are Avodah Zarah Shei Yisroel, both Mishnah and Rava. So at the end of the day, we have like four or five different permutations, no? Either it's what? It's a chiluk tina of Avodah Zarah Shei Yisroel, Avodah Zarah Shei Goy, or either it's and you could say that in a few ways, right? Avodah Zarah Shei Goy, Avodah Zarah Shei Yisroel, right? And then the other it breaks down to saying Avodah Zarah Shei Yisroel, which we broke down in one of two ways, halach l'maisa. So it's basically two different approaches with maybe some detailed differences. Maybe four, you know, it's like one and two, and one is A and B, and two is an A and a B. Okay, that answers 22, 23. How did the Rama Mazur why Alulu Shulam Vodazari and Dachas Apostle? Plain and simple. We saw it in the Parish of Mishnayos. How did he say it? Mitzvah Baba Veira. It's against the Gemara. Gemara said Ketut Demech Shira. So what did the Magen Mishnah say? He had a different Girsa. Magen Mishnah says plain and simple, he had a different Girsa. He didn't have our Girsa of our Gemara. Ketut Demech Shira, he had a Girsa of Mitzvah Baba Veira. So Mitzvah Baba Veira is in place, and that's why Taket's Usher. Only thing is, I'm just thinking, is that how's that going to square with the Rambam? That you're only over the Yisr of Osovi Toivel Besecha when you have Anoa. We said Mitzvah Lehenes Nidu, no? That's a little bit of a kasha. Just thought about that kasha right now, right? It's a little bit of a difficulty. But if you say it's based on Mitzvah Baba Avera, maybe the Avera is only going to get Anoa. My response would be is the following. You know what my response would be? Maybe the Ram would say you deified it. So if you deified it, that's an Avodah Zarah, no? So then there's no issue of Anoa. It's not an issue of bringing it in. The Avodah Zarah of the Aver of Avodah Zarah is the Isser. Makes it the Mitzvah Bob Aver. Didn't enable you to do it, no. Who says it has to enable you to do it? Remember we said? It didn't enable you to do it. Why is that called the Mitzvah Bob Aver? Because on the Chefsa you have to say. As long as on the Chefsa it's a problem. Okay. That's 23, 24. I think that's what you have to say. Think about a Mitzvah Bob Aver, it's a little chudish, no? Doesn't fit with Tosis, not it, right? Well, I guess that maybe it's Ritzui. Maybe the Ram holds Ritzui. Maybe that's the pshat. The Ram holds Ritzui, like Rav Zhulti said, like that Baal HaTzitz, it's a Rifa quarter, then it fits in good. Okay, that's 23, 24. What did the Riven and Rabban say about the mice of the Rebuta held? The Gabi Rusha Shul loved and had the Rematzik the Riven. You remember this? What did it say on Lamed Alfam and Bez? Lamed Alfam and Alfam and Alfam and Bez. What did it say, Rebuta said? What does Rebuta say? What does Rebuta say? He says, even Yevation, yes? What do you mean, even Yevation? What's even Yevation mean? Rebuta holds if a dry one is good, and he quoted a story. He said, there's a story that in the large cities, the B'nai Krochen, they bequeath Lulavim to their grandsons. So you see, obviously, what? What do you see from there? You see, they lasted, they're dried out, though. So Rechum said that from there, that's a Rayin Shasat Chak Rai. Remember that? So we had a very big machloik is what the Rai was. So the Raivid, please get this, is of the opinion, we'll start with the Ravid. The Ravid said that this is a proof, the Rebbe Yehuda, that Yavish is kosher all the days, not just the first of it, all the days. Because Lamaisa and the Chavim argue and say no. Okay? Chachamim argue and say no. Because if he just meant to say that a lulav hayavos was what? Was kosher the rest of the days, and the first day was pasul. You know what I mean? Now they're arguing across the board. What do I mean? I don't know what you mean. Rabbi Yehuda holds that yavos is kosher all the days. Chachamim say it's pasul all the days. Maybe the Chachamim agree that it's only pasul the first day. If that would be the case, what kind of a riot would that be? Maybe they're trying to push off, don't use it the first day, use the dry ones when? The other days. You understand what I'm saying? Wouldn't be a good riot. So obviously it's all or nothing. Rabbi Yehuda told Yavish is good from 1 to 8, 1 to 7. Chum say it's bad. That's the Ravid's Raya from the fact that what? From the fact that they were Yerish. They bequeathed them. Comes along the Rabban, he says he thinks that that's ridiculous. Why does he think that that's ridiculous? You remember that? Why does the Rabban think that that's ridiculous? He says, you know, there are many people that bequeath things. They bequeath brooms all the time. People bequeath brooms all the time. So since people bequeath brooms all the time, what kind of a riot is that? It's not a riot from Yerusha, right? A lot of property is always bequeathed, right? So what's the proof? The proof is Rabbi Yehuda says, I can testify myself that I know that in B'nai Krachim, they actually shook dried out lulus. It's a direct proof that they actually shook dried out lulavim. That's all. He's saying it's not a proof from Yerusha. It's a proof that I know that they actually what? Took dried out lulavim. Has nothing to do with it's not bring a riot. Rabbi Yehuda didn't bring a riot that there's a din Yerusha. Because you could always, you know, bequeath brooms, you know, to make lulavim. But Rabbi Yehuda was bringing a riot that they were notol the lulav also Yom Rishon. It wasn't bringing a riot from the fact there was a Yerusha. Could be they were marshed the stuff in order that they should have a what? They should be able to use a, you know, a broom or should be able to make rope from it. Doesn't show anything. The riot that he was trying to bring out is that they actually shook the lulav also the first day as well. And therefore, that's what he wanted to tell. It wasn't a proof of Yerusha. Okay? Wasn't a proof from Yerusha. The proof was what they might have gotten a lulav from them. It wasn't a proof of what? It wasn't a proof that they bequeathed lulav. His proof was is what they did historically. They shook it on the first day. Comes along the Ron, he says, no way. He's Dochad the Ramban. He says, I think you're wrong. He says, you know what? If it's true that what? They was just bringing a raya that they what? That they shook it the first day. Why don't you just see if they made a bracha or not? If they made a bracha, then you see Rabbi is right. If they didn't make a bracha, you see the Rabbanan are right. So he says, you're wrong, Ramban. He says, you bring a raya from the fact that they bequeathed it. And don't give me the business that though, what they bequeathed the things for what? For brooms or for ropes. No one does that. When's the last time you saw someone bequeath brooms and stuff to make, you know, brooms? He says that's ridiculous. It's not that they're like people who love him Latzar Kirusha in order to do those things. He says don't tell me that they bequeathed in order to make brooms. They'll go to the local Walmart and buy brooms. Don't give me the business that they bequeathed in order to give over brooms. You know why they bequeathed it? In order to shake the lulav. The raya is from Yerusha. And therefore, they were bequeathed in the event they didn't have wet lulavim, moist lulavim, they could use the dry ones. So the Ron is matzdik. He proves the Ramban wrong and protects the Ravid. And he says the raya was from the Yerusha. So the question is the raya from the Yerusha or is the raya directly what they did? That's the question. It's not an afkamina ladina. It's just a raya how to read the Gemara. Now, give me how to read the Gemara. That's 24. 25. Okay, let's go. We go to 25. What's the machlokes you showing him? The Gabi Shir Esro got cut on in the Shir Boser. So please get it. This is a there's a machlokes in the Rashi. Tysus, if you remember correctly, it's a hard Tysus. Tysus Damascus Shir Esro cutting. So he quotes Rashi. So I want you to get this. In our Gemara, what's the machlokus about the smallest esrog? What's the machlokus? Exactly. Reb Meir says an egg, a nut, and Reb Yehuda says an egg. There's a machlokus on Lamed Vav about a boser. Bosers are like a white bean. Rebbe Kiva says it's puzzle if the esrog is like that, and the Chum say it's kosher. So how does that machlokus relate to ours? That's the whole topic that the Tosfos is dealing with, okay? So there's a machlokus you've shown him in what Rashi meant. I want you to get this. There's a big machlokes we've shown him in what Rashi meant, and it runs like this. Okay? You could say, number one, that there's three shittas. Namely, the Rabbanan say pul alavan, which is a boser. Reb Meir says a nut, and Reb Yehuda says a baya, egg. So you could say there are three shittas. That's one way of viewing Rashi. Who says that? The Tosfos writ. the Baal HaShlom and the Rivavan. But there's another shot of saying Rashi, that maybe they're two different machlokesim. Meaning, the machlokes lemaisa in our sugi is by where it's not going to grow more. That's a very small egg stroke. It has to be at least a nut or an egg. But it's not going to grow anymore. The machlokes by Boser later on is where it's going to grow more if you would have left it on the tree. So if you even left it on the tree, it would have grown more. Is that good or not? That's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. But they're two different topics. So who says that in Rashi? The Or Zaruah. Hilchos Sukkah Simen Shin Tes. Shibboleh Alekin. Hilchos Luv Simen Shin Samach Aleph. Okay? So I want you to get those two pshatim in Rashi, Lomaisa, okay? Please get that. What Rashi is driving? That's 25, 26. What does the Maharam say to me? Mazur, the beginning of the Taisus. The beginning of the Taisus is very bothersome, says the Maharam. Why is it so bothersome? Because how does Taisus begin? You guys remember? How does Taisus begin? He says, I want you to know something. Rebbe Kiva, the apostles of Boser, he says that even if it was the size of a nut or an egg, he would passel it because it's not a Baris Riyah. And it's not Hadar. So the Maharam says Baris Riyah, I mean it's not plantable. You can't put it back in there. That's only a reason for what? That's only a reason for a Ptur Maestris. That it's too small of an Eshel B'chayv and Maestris. But the real reason is over there is because not a what? The real reason over there is because why? Is because it's not Hadar. So that's what the Maharam is Mazur, and I want you to get that down. That what Taisus means is that what? Even if it what? Reached the size of an egg or a what? A nut. But Rabbi Kiva still would possible because of the reason that it's required Hadar. Here, we don't hold of Hadar. So why is it possible over here? Why is it possible over here if it's a Boser? Because it's not Gemar Peiri. Because it's not considered to be Gemar Peiri. Just like we said over here, Halach Lomais, it's not Gemar Peiri. So that's what the first, that's the answer is number what, number 26. But the Maharam fix it. The Tosis presents like there are two reasons over there why it's possible. It's not true. There's only one reason. One reason is Hadar. The reason of Baris Riyah is a Ptur of Maestris. That's 26, 27. What did Tosis say in the middle? Legabe lo nigbar peri din boser. So what did Tosis say in the middle? Please get this. Tosis says in the middle the following. Okay? Tosis says in the middle the following. He basically says, he basically wants to say like this. The way Tosis presents it is that, and this is the way we want to suggest it, okay? The way he wants to say, the Tosis wants to say in the middle, Lamaisa, before the Odi talking, right? Remember he says, Odi talking? He basically wants to say the following Kiddush. Okay, this is what Tosis says in the middle. It's basically an elaboration of what he wanted to say with Rashi. But Lamaisa, what he wants to say is as follows. And I want you to get it. He says like this. He says that in our sugi we're dealing with things that are not going to grow any bigger. So even Rabbi Kiva apostles over there, here he's going to make sure to reach an egos or an egg's worth. Because that holds Gemar Peiri. Less than an egg or a nut, it's not Gemar Peiri. It's not going to grow anymore. It's not going to grow anymore. That doesn't bother him. There's some things that never grow completely ripe. We find this by grapes all the time. So that's the distinction. And our sugi, it's not going to grow anymore. So even Rabbi Akiva, the apostles over there, it says it's got to be an egg or a what? A nut or an egg. If it's less than that, then even though it's not going to grow anymore, it's a problem. It's never going to get there, and therefore it would be possible. Okay? Then it would be possible. So that's what he wants a Taino over there. A boser, it's going to grow much more, halacha lemaisa, and therefore, it's kind of like the middle part of Tais is like what he said, what? What he said, what we said for Rashi. Machlokes you've shown him in Rashi, halach lamaisa. Okay, he elaborated on it. Okay, actually, you know, it's Rashi basically stops there. That's just by Edmar about Esrog. It's Tosis' elaboration of that that we want to tie it. Halach lamaisa. Going like Abaye that says the psul of bosers because ain't no hadar. Here it's not sofali gadol. It's nicker that it's gomer and it's hadar tfei. Okay, fine. Rabba holds a boser, not matzmich. So he's a buy Rabba. What's the reason Rabbi Kiva? Bai says because they know hadar, and the Rabba says not matzmich. Okay, but we said that reason ain't matzmich for a pter maishus. Doesn't have to do with the kashus of the Arba meaning. Can answer number 26, 27, 28. What did Taisa say in the end about the words Odi talking till the end of the Taisa? What do we add on? So please get this. I want you to get this pshat from the Mishkanus Yankiv. Mishkanus Yankiv, where Chaim Simkufna involved, says the following. Tais says, Peri Tfei. There's a Lashon Tais, Peri Tfei. Please get what that means. It means, Halacha L'maaseh, that according to Rabbanan, as long as it's a boser, you don't need Gemar Peri, you need a shame pre. A boser is not Nigmar pre, but it is a shame pre. That's the Machlis to Remeir Rebuta. What is the shear of a shame pre? Is it a nut or an egg? As long as it's a shame pre, that's enough. Ketanim or Chayvin Meiser, it has a shame pre, like an egg goes or like a nut. An egg goes according to Remeir, like a nut according to Remeir, like an egg according to Rebuta. So that's what he wanted to tie in it. That's the pshat in the Tais. That's what he says, Peri Tfei. That's what he means, Peri Tfei. That's the Od Yutachin that he wants to tie in. You have to flip the Yusham in the end. The Chumim say it's considered a pre. A bos is considered a pre. So please get that. It might not be a Gemara Peri, but it's a shame pre. So it's possible to suggest that that's the last shot that Tais wanted to tie in. And the Od Yutachin is saying very good. And is saying that... Is it a boaster? It's a shame pre. The question is, what's the definition of a shame pre? Doesn't need gemar peri, but it needs at least what? It needs at least a shame pre. Halacha l'maisa. The Gemara concludes and says what? It's possible because lo gemar pre, right? It's lo gemar pre. So it has to be at least a shame pre. And they're arguing what the shame pre is enough. It doesn't really fit with the lashon of the Gemara too well, no? Because the Gemara said it's a problem of what? Of the Gemara said it's a problem. It's not gemar peri. So what are we answering? It fits quite well. What's the answer? I'm sorry, I forgot to turn it off. What's the answer? The answer is that it's not a Gemara Peri, but you don't need a Gemara Peri. Right? All you need is a what? It needs a shame pre. So you might not have a Gemara Peri of those size of the egg or nut, but at least you have a shame pre. Still a little bit of a chiddush. Okay, let's get to 29. What did the Svasemah say in the Pshat of the Brisa Shaka Shame, Shane Posen, Kachin Masifin, Amma Amarnalza? Please get it. Okay? We said that the third din, Reb Yudah quoted that story that Yavashin are good, yes? What about the first din? Ain Pulsin and Mosifin. So remember we said in the Gemara Nomad Beis, it was according to Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, you remember that? Avram, the Gabi Baal Tosef. It's also even according to Reb Yudah. So the Tzfasem says, I don't understand. The third din, Reb Yudah says what he says. Mashma, the ratio shouldn't be Reb Yudah. That was the Tzfasem's Kasha. So we... The third din in that brisa, the three dinim, Ein Poksin, Mosifin, then Lo Yavin, then Yevashin. So Yevashin, Reb Yudah speaks up there. So it's Mashma, the Reish is not. But the Gemara said in Amud Beis that the Reish is according to Reb Yudah even. Baal Toysif, right? Even according to Reb Yudah is Usher. Ain't Pshita, right? It's a Poksin, Chumash, Baal Toysif. Gemara said even according to Reb Yudah. So it means the Gemara is saying the Reish is Reb Yudah. Sassemis was bothered by that. That the Sefer says Reb Yudah, it says the third din Reb Yudah had an opinion on. Mashma, the other two, Lomais are not Reb Yudah. Right? That that's what I'm saying. But the Svasem was just bothered by Lamaisa that Lamaisa implied that the ratio wouldn't be going like Reb Yudah. So I'm saying Fakir. I'm saying what you said. The first two didn't he agrees with Lamaisa. Reb Yudah only speaks up when he argues. Svasem was just bothered as Mashma that the ratio B'chlal was not Reb Yudah. But the third din Lamaisa was Reb Yudah spoke up on. It wasn't just only Reb Yudah, it was Reb Yudah on Yevashin. Right? So that's what we wanted to tie in on 29. Two other questions let's get real quick. Okay? Why are women putter from Sukkah? I forgot to write it. The Gemara says, Allah l'moshe m'sinai, correct? But the Rashi says in the Mishnah, Chafim Beis, because the Mitzvah says she's man grama. So it's against the Gemara. So what were the answers we gave? That Allah l'moshe m'sinai, potter's what? Potter's the first night, because otherwise you could equate it to matzah, where women are mechivin matzah. The Gzereshova Tetvav. So the Alchem Hashmini blocks that. But for the rest of the days of Sukkot, you're potter based on Mitzvah Esesim Shibazman Groma. Right? That was one pshat that we had. What was the other pshat that we had? Lamaisa, that those are the two pshat. Either one's a block, or Lamaisa, one's a ptur for the first day, and the other's a ptur for all the other days. Those are the two pshat we said. From the Prima Gadim and the Bikur Yaakov. Now the last Hara, how do you know that Rashi holds you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Mechaber and the Zohar say you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah says you're supposed to. What does the Gemara say in Sukkah Mem Vav and Malalef? You have a lot of mitzvahs in front of you. The Chum say you say one bracha. Bracha Tashem Asher Kashanum Sazan Al Mitzvahs. Rabbi Yudah says each one needs a specific mitzvah. What's the case? Rashi and Mem Vav and Malalef. What's the case? You have a lot of mitzvahs in front of you, Avraham.
What's the last question?
Says Sitzis. How do you know Rashi holds you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? What's the four mitzvahs in front of you? Tefillin, Sitzis, what else? Sukkah and Luluf. When is the only scenario where you have all those mitzvahs in front of you?
Shabbos.
What time of year? Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So one of the guys in the hotel, Balabatim, asked me, maybe he said, Rav, you could make a period in the middle. He said, Sitcha Tefillin, and then Sukkah and Lulav, to reject the Raya. I said, Harbe means three or more. Can't say Harbe means two. That's what Rashi says in Sukkah Mevavonim. Now, I want you guys, the Chazer very strong, 9:15 tomorrow. I want you to write now, after Mincha, there are 14 topics I wrote on the board. I want you to write them down. I'm not saying they'll be exclusively from those, but a lot of them will be from there, and you should know the details of those. Let's dive in Mincha. Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll have Shir tomorrow at 11. So you have 9:15 to 11. You'll take a little bit of a break. An hour and a half, so it should be more than enough. And then we'll have Shir and Yoni Pesach at 11. And then Wednesday, we'll go Viking. Okay? We'll do a Yoni Pesach a little bit more next week. Wait, Akiva, I think we need you for a minute. Okay, we got it. Let's dive in. Okay, who wants to dive? Adan, you want to dive? Okay, let's go.